Fossils are the remains of plants and animals of long ago that have been preserved in the Earth's crust. The simplest forms of life appear in the lowest or oldest rocks. Although scientists can calculate that the Earth is 4.6 billion years old, the oldest rocks that show any trace of life are less than 2 billion years old. Since the oldest forms of life were all sea life, many scientists believe life began in the sea. We do not know exactly how, but in some way, the right kind of molecules happen to combine in the ocean or in clay to form a tiny organism. All life has probably evolved from that single original cell, which may have been something like the bacteria of today. This one-celled organism ate, grew, responded to its surroundings, reproduced itself, and spread throughout oceans. Probably, those first tiny organisms were not all alike. Some were better able to obtain food or adapt to colder waters. The more successful cells survived, and their characteristics were passed on to the next generation. The early cells reproduced simply by dividing in two. After a long time, single cells became attached to one another, and each cell became specialized in a different function. Gradually, organisms became more and more complex. Today, many living things are made up of a combination of cells. Our bodies are composed of skin cells, blood cells, muscle cells, brain cells, and so on. The gradual migration of life from the ocean to the land was another major step that made many advances possible. Eventually, plants and animals divided into males and females, and possibilities increased for developing new and varied species or types. To date, more than 400,000 species of plants and 1,200,000 species of animals have developed. Gradually, the senses of sight and hearing improved in animals, and brains grew and developed. Finally, intelligence progressed, leading to the development of human beings.